Hey, greetings. This is Brother James, don'tperish.com, John 4:24 radio. I got a teaching for you today, and it's not a common topic. Maybe you've never heard of this. Eco-theology explained and exposed. Eco-theology explained and exposed. Recently, I did a testing on a false Anabaptist teacher, and doing my research on him, I came across a podcast he did on a topic called eco-theology. Have you heard of this? It's also called creation care. This is an example of what happens when you twist out of context, ignore God's word, make up your own priorities, you end up in a theological ditch. The basic definition of this eco-theology, creation care, it's the study of religion and nature in the light of environmental issues. So it's a blending of faith and earth science. Yeah, really dangerous. If you do a study of this, you'll find out the history and the core of this false theology is not taken from or taught in God's word. It really is rooted in the liberal theological world, the Roman Catholic false places. And if you go even further back in mankind's history, you'll find out that it's rooted in paganism and something called pantheism. I did an article on this at the teaching blog at don'tperish.com. Pantheism is the belief that God is in all things versus God is around and over all things. So instead of God being omnipresent, he's in the forest, he's in the desert, he's out in the ocean if you're there. They say he's part of the desert, he's part of the forest and the tree, he's part of the ocean. Totally, totally a pantheism, pagan, false view. Now, in modern times, this has all been tweaked and it's been adjusted. And what they really mainly wrangle and argue over is the command from God for man to have dominion over the earth. Genesis 1:26. And God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth on earth." I've got a teaching on dominion at the teaching blog. I'll get back to what dominion means in a little bit here. If we look deeper at this whole idea of creation care, eco-theology, there's really three theories, main theories. There's a whole bunch of other ones, but there's three main theories that come out of it. The first one is something called the dominion theory, and this one is really mostly biblical and rooted in God's word. It's the idea that man has dominion over all the animals over the earth. Again, this is the most biblical approach to thinking about man fitting into the creation of God. Genesis 1:26, I just read it to you. The Hebrew word for dominion is radah, and it means to crumble off, to have dominion, to prevail, to reign over, to make, to rule, to dominate. That's what it means, to dominate, dominion, dominate. I heard this false teacher say in his podcast, just because God said we're supposed to have dominion doesn't mean that we should dominate the earth. Well, he's very wrong, because that's exactly what that word means. Man is to dominate the earth. And if you look at it compared to the animals, we clearly do and can and should, because that's how God created it to be. So we'll get back to some of that in a minute here. The second common version of this teaching is something called the Stewart theory, and this emphasizes stewardship of man and the animals and earth. And there's some truth to this one. We should be good stewards of all things that God gives us. But where this becomes unbiblical is they kind of go half and half and kind of remove the dominating and the dominion aspect and say we should just be stewards and maybe dominate sometimes, but mostly just be stewards. So they kind of start already twisting God's word and his truth. An example of these people, I guess they wouldn't be happy when they read in the Old Testament when David killed the lion and killed the bear to protect his sheep. Yeah, that's called taking dominion. I guess they wanted him to just be a steward. I guess you'd have to ask them that. And the third one is something called the kinsman model. This is the most unbiblical, most liberal. And kinsman, man is supposed to just coexist with God's creation and the animals. And what's really sinful about this one is it lowers mankind to be like equal with animals. Have you seen that in the culture you're in? Even equal or lower? We'll talk about that in a little bit. So those are the three main types of eco-theology, creation care, they call it. Have you ever wondered where much of the radical environmentalist mindset comes from? This whole global warming, the march to get rid of all of the fossil fuels, and everybody's worried about pollution and all this stuff. You ever wonder where that really comes from? Well, some of these people, some of them, most of these guys are teaching in colleges and liberal seminaries. They have a lot of power and a lot of pull. They're so deceived, they think that God, some of them teach this. You ready for this? They think that God, like in the Bible, when God was represented like a dove, the spirit, or when God threw the burning bush, they don't think those are just like allegories. They think God literally became nature. And so when we're protecting the earth and being stewards or kinsmen over the earth, we're literally worshiping God because God is those animals and the earth. It's paganism and it's pantheism. There's no other way around it. If you know about it, you see it clearly. So this is the reason, have you ever wondered, why you have all this earth worship, again, this crazy environmental laws going on, where you'll have people like out here in America, in California, they will have people going thirsty because some rare guppies breeding grounds can't be disturbed, so people can't get water to protect a rare guppy. This is God's creation. Totally out of order. Man is to dominate, have dominion, and use everything that God gave him. Satan loves to destroy God's creation. We know that. God's order. He loves it. He loves to destroy man because we're made in the image of man, of God. He loves to destroy the creation of God because God said it was good. This is Satan working behind the scenes of all these liberal theologies, and they're very good at merging this with the political scene. That's the other thing. It's become very popular. They slip all their theology right into the political scheme, and you get global warming and all of these liberal movements that don't serve God, but serve their own false ways, ultimately serving the God of this world, Satan, 2 Corinthians 4:4. So again, many of these false ideas, they mix them with the radical global warming. It's paganism. It's even idol worship. The lifting up of animals beyond what God said is proper. Paul spoke of this, Romans 1:20 through 25. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that, when they knew God, they glorified him not as God. Neither were they thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Yeah, that's what's happening with these guys. Foolish hearts darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image, made like to corruptible man, and to birds, and four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Remember what I just told you? Some of these people believe that God is actually in these animals and the creation. That's exactly what Paul is talking about here. Therefore, God also gave them up to uncleanliness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. Here's a note. Many of these liberal theologians and these people with creation care and these seminaries and these colleges, these people are all pro-sodomite, pro-lesbian, pro-LGBTQ. Romans 1 is talking about that. where they go into sexual perversion. These people that look at God this way, they defend sexual perversion. I just thought I'd throw that in there. Verse 25, who changed the truth of God into a lie and have worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Look what these people are doing, corrupting and twisting God's word to the point where they're more concerned over dirt and animals and molecules than the Creator God and those made in His image, which is human beings. Now, I have to say this so I can be very clear. Man is not created to destroy and pollute and waste and kill indiscriminately. That's not why he was created. That would be sinful. And that's not being a good servant of what God gave us. And the parable of the talents shows us that. So no one is saying we should do those things. But they're going to the far, far extreme. In fact, the Bible even says a wise man, a righteous man, consider his animals. Proverbs 12:10. A righteous man regardeth the life of his beast, but the tender mercies of the wicked are cruel, right? So you get a wicked person, a lot of times people abuse animals before they start killing people. Yeah, that's true. And there it says, a righteous man regardeth the life of his beast. It doesn't mean you don't kill your beast if you need to. It just means you regard the life. You probably don't abuse it. You take care of it. So that's something that the Bible teaches us. We're to use them. We're to manage them. We're to take from them. We're to kill and eat them. Yep, we're to destroy them when they need to be destroyed. If an alligator's killing a bunch of people around a town, he needs to be taken out. If a mouse gets in your house and he's chewing up your food and defiling all your food, he needs to be taken out. That's how man takes dominion. Now, here's another bad example of this bad eco-theology and creation care. Let me give you an example. Liberal states, like here in America, out in California, I've heard this in other countries too, they will stop the hunting of excess wild animals. Why? It's not nice to kill them, and it doesn't seem right, and they don't want to do it anymore, and they don't want to let other people do it. So they stop the hunting seasons, and they miss out on all the revenue and all the meat that the people could be getting. And what happens is, when the animals become overpopulated and begin to create problems, wolves and bears start killing sheep and livestock, now the government, instead of getting revenue, has to spend millions of dollars to control the animals. And ultimately, you know what happens? They end up hiring professional hunters to kill the animals, and they go to waste, basically. And so what happens is these liberal, political, theological creation care people that have a say in what happens in politics, they turn what God gave us as a asset into a liability and a debt. Do you see that? They're serving the creature, and they turn something that God says we should use and benefit from into a liability. Cities are running out of money, but they're still worried about protecting animals when the animals could be harvested. So I'm just kind of tying it together so you can see how this theology gets into the political world and it gets its teeth deep into the culture, and we see the ramifications of it. Now, these false teachers like to quote Psalm 72. Go read the whole chapter of Psalm 72. It's talking about Christ's future rule on earth, and it alludes to that he's going to bring nature back in line and bring everything back in line. Psalm 72, verse 16. There shall be a handful of corn in the earth upon the top of the mountains. The fruit thereof shall shake like Lebanon, and they of the city shall flourish like the grass of the earth. So they like to say, see, God's desire is he's going to put everything, wants everything normal. He wants everything natural. He wants everything to be producing good. Well, that may be true, but in Psalm 72, verse 8, they always jump right over and they fail to read this verse. He shall have dominion also from the sea to sea, from the river to the ends of the earth. It's the same word in Genesis 1, radah. It means Christ is going to rule and dominate the earth as only he should. And so he will rule perfectly one day. He will put things back the way the Father originally planned them. Once sin is taken out of the way, we can't do that today on earth, all right? the way these people want to. We can't do it. Christ is going to do it. And here's another strange thing we run into. People in the kingdom world, like Anabaptist types, they like to believe that they're living in the kingdom of God now. So many of them have been infected with this creation care eco-theology, and they believe that they are like reestablishing the Garden of Eden on earth by living by certain standards, and that they can bring God's kingdom to earth by living out this theology. But none of that makes any sense, and let me tell you why. In John 18, 26, Jesus said his kingdom was not of this world. He said it clearly. Otherwise, his servants would fight. So this world is Satan's world. We're to carry on in it. God is going to restore the world one day upon Christ's return. We'll talk about that more in a little bit. So these eco-theology heretics take their theology into mainline churches, conferences, seminars, and they teach people we have to be focusing on sustaining the earth, protecting the earth, being kinsmen with the earth. And these are the people that have influenced politicians to shut down power grids, coal factories, adjust technology. The big push now is electric cars, even though they don't know how they're going to produce all the electric they need to keep the cars running. Even control human population. Yeah, that's how far it goes. And let me bring this one up to you, just to tie it together. In your country, abortion's probably legal. It is in America. And think about this. We see this all the time when we travel the nation to street preach. We know millions of human babies are murdered and destroyed every year legally, and most people don't seem to care. Yet, we drive past multi-million dollar dog shelters, and they are spending millions of dollars to save the life of animals. They love these no-kill shelters where animals can live out the rest of their life. Think about that. We're destroying innocent human babies, but we're worried about stray cats and dogs and can't kill them. This is exactly what this type of creation care and this false theology gives you, paganism. Pantheism, Satan's having his way. He's turned God's creation and the priority of man upside down. And look at the culture. People can't even tell what gender they are anymore. That's how bad it's gotten. So things like global warming, like I talked about, sprung up to now rule the world. Agenda 21, all these UN movements trying to control everything, carbon taxes. In China, they started regulating how many children you could have, forcing people beyond two children to have abortions. Yeah, this is all the product of not following God's design for the creation. And again, I'm not for polluting the earth. I'm not for raping and pillaging the earth. I'm not for destruction, okay, for the sake of destruction. But these people have missed the mark. When we start talking about theology, what the world does, what the political world does, that's not of God. They have brought this right into the so-called theological places and made it mainstream and are telling people, you got to focus on all of these things. I have a question. We're to imitate Paul and Jesus according to 1 Corinthians, right? That's what it says. Did they get involved in creation care, eco-theology, and the politics of their day, worried about the earth being sustained? Was that Paul and Jesus' focus in the first century? I can't find any of those verses. What was their focus? Jesus said, go preach the gospel, Mark 16, make disciples, teaching them to obey everything he commanded, Matthew 28. I can't find any verses where Jesus spoke about pollution, overpopulation, or where he fretted and said, oh my, the world is going in the wrong direction and my father can't sustain the planet. That's pretty sad to think that we have totally missed the Great Commission and the call. I shouldn't say we, they, these false religious places, and have twisted it and made it a political agenda. Can you see that? This creation care eco-theology has been slipped into religious places. It's a political agenda to control what they're teaching and what they're focused on. Now, I have to be honest and say it's true. The sin that man brought into the world has had a terrible effect on earth. We know that. The Bible tells us that. The earth is under a curse. You got thorns. You got death. Man has to toil. Women have pain in childbirth now. But clearly, these false men, with all their education and degrees and doctorate degrees, they don't even know or trust God's word. What does Revelation 21:1 say? And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. The Bible's very clear. God's plan is to burn up this earth and create a new heaven and a new earth. Go read Peter. Peter tells us that the elements are going to melt in fervent heat. So these people don't even believe what God's word says. God's in control. He's sustaining the earth. He's going to sustain it for as long as he wants it to go. Then the last days are going to come. Then the tribulation is going to happen. Then Christ is going to return and take back his creation. And one day there'll be a new heaven and there'll be a new earth. We don't have to worry that God is not in control. He's in control. We need to focus on first things first. We need to be about the kingdom of God. We need to use what God gave us with wisdom, with good stewardship. I'll use that word, not abusing it. But keep our focus on the main thing. And what is that? What would I tell you? Jesus told us in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. I'll leave you with this. Our future is not on this earth. Our future, if you're a child of God, is in the kingdom of God, which is to come. It's a spiritual kingdom. There'll be a new heaven and a new earth. However God does that, the Bible's not clear exactly how it's going to happen. But these people are living like their survival, their future, everyone's future is the earth today. That's just not true. Place your faith in the Father. Trust in his word. Preach the gospel. Live the gospel. Don't get sidetracked by all these false, heretical, liberal, paganistic movements that just dissuade the gospel, dissuade you from living the holy truth of God, and get you off on some rabbit trail and in a ditch of theology that's not helping you along the kingdom of God. I hope that's blessed you. Maybe you never heard about that topic, and maybe some of those things I said will open your eyes to what's going on around you and where it comes from, and see it for what it is. It's the enemy at work. Our job is to resist him, and he'll flee, and we just preach the gospel, call people to repentance. Hey, this has been Brother James. I hope that blessed you. Let me know I can help you. Go to don'tperish.com. Go to the teaching blog. Look up that article on Dominion. Lots of other articles there to help you. Loving God, loving our neighbor, making disciples, preaching the gospel. Yeah, we don't pollute and destroy the earth either. But that's not our main focus. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Till next time, may God be praised.